Any question? Where are we? We are at the outcome of a precision point made here. About what? What is the point?
Prayer.
Prayer. Yes. What is prayer? Up to here, we learned a little bit. We learned that there is a kind of prayer which we don't know. This is the kind of stuff that we should have that vision to see it completely differently. First of all, prayer is not asking for something. Prayer is a way of communicating with the beloved. This communication, yes, it could have some suggestions, but not demanding stuff. First of all, because we don't know what the outcome would be, let's go back when we started to learn about this wisdom. Do you remember? We started to talk about the wisdom, it was book 2. And the first story was the story of what do you want? What do you ask? Do you remember the guy who saw Jesus and he said, give me that spell, teach me that spell? He said, wait a minute. Yes, there is a spell, but you should have the clean mouth for that. And the story went a very long way to explain all the different things that you want, you wish, and it's no good for you, and it's not even possible. First of all, we know our approach is with our you call it decision making, right? We decide to learn this, means this is working. Logically we are approaching, and the teaching is in a verbal position which has a lot of suggestions, explanations, and so on and so on. All are logical conversation, and all of that is about beyond the logic. This is the irony. So logically, prayer is wanting something, wishing something, loving to have something. Doesn't matter. It's demanding in a way. It shouldn't be. The best way to feel it is to feel being connected to beloved. Trying to get connected. Yes, you use excuses, but you behave better. You don't choose the good or bad in it. You call for something which is no good or bad, is the good, khair, which is good for everyone. You will try to understand that you are not making any decision over there. Here, we are at the end of this Daghouri. Daghouri did the mistake. He looked at the ship, and the people were miserable. What does that mean? That means momentarily they are miserable. And maybe this is good for them. We know that the story is chosen in a way that it is good for them, because these are the bandits. Yes, when they are safe, they come to the shore and they kill people. So it's good for everyone that they drown, but Tariri doesn't concentrate on that. Just looking at the misery, remember? Misery was good, and we explained it to you. Do you remember that? We said, look at yourself. When you're comfortable, you forget about metaphysic and all that. At the very moment that you're in trouble, you say, oh God, something is happening that you haven't expected. It's, oh my God, yes. So that bad thing is good for you. It's a wake-up call. Now what do you say about misery and the people who are feeling miserable? That is the point. To leave the judgment to beloved, non-judgmental stuff, which is very harder to arrive, right? Because this is judging every single moment. This is judging something. Because everything either is good for me or bad for me. Remember that mission I have to eat, not to be eaten, reproduce? That me, trying to. So everything is around me. And all we are talking about is getting rid of that me, finding your we part. That's what it is all about. So, who is the responsible tonight? No? Volunteer, yes.
Well, the company took offense at Akuki's invocation and intercession and flew away and disappeared in the veil of the unseen world. And how Akuki was bewildered whether they had gone into the air or on the earth.
Aha, okay. A lot of explanation. Something is happening. First of all, those group, that magical group, which are one or seven, and they were light, candle, or, remember? They were three, or people, or trees, right? Now, Rumi will call them the Jama'at, means a group coming together, being like one. So they become one, the total group, and suddenly they disappear, and Bhagavad doesn't know why and how. Yes.
When the ship was saved and the voyagers attained to their desire, simultaneously the prayer of that company was finished. They began to murmur to one another, saying, O Father, which of us is this busybody? Each one spoke in secret to the other, concealed behind Daikuki's back. And each one said, I did not make this invocation just now, either externally or internally. He said, it would seem that this Iman of ours, by grief, has meddlesomely offered an orison. Said the other, O thou who art familiar with certainty, so it appears to me too. He has been meddlesome by distress. He has interfered with him who chooses the Absolute One.
Okay, this one needs a little bit more explanation. Everything is clear. What happened? They're a little bit around and they said, did you do that? I didn't do that. This is not supposed to be done. Oh yes, he's gone. And he will use one word, which is bulfuzul. It is translated meddlesomely. I don't know that word. But bulfuzul, first of all, it has some exaggeration in it. That bul means the father of doing that nasty stuff. And fuzuli means when you enter a domain which is none of your business. So you have no right to talk over there. Here he will call the guy Bulfuzul, the father of that, which in Arabic language means the capital nasty fellow. He will say, he did it. In this verse he will say, he did it because of one word over there, is engabaz, means being tight like that. This is This is not a word. This is some special term here. Do you remember we have these two different states of feeling and being? First one is being tightened. When you are pressed, somehow you feel the pressure. The other one means being relaxed and open to the universe. These are two state of mind or a state of feeling and passion that the people who are in this path will experience. First time they experience that great happiness, it's a surprise, and normally it's a short period of time. Then the sadness will arrive, means the lack of that happiness which was experienced, which was ultra and is not comparable with anything else. The lack of that will make them bad, and they do a lot of different stuff, and they go through a lot of misery because of the first time, the shock like that, and they learn. So you go back and forth in this. Here, they will say, he is not open. Suddenly, he is closed. He did it because of being like that, closed. Therefore, he objected the total authority. This is what the words mean. Mukhtar means authority, means the one who knows the khair and has all the power. And add to that, mutlaq, which means absolute. Absolute power, and he somehow objected to that absolute power. Means what? Means the guy is a silly guy? Means what? All this explanation. Remember, we are not talking about Daghoughi, we're talking about you. This is something that could happen to you when you feel the pressure and nothing is clear. You feel abandoned, somehow stupid even. What is going on? And that in that moment, you could do nasty stuff. You should be aware. Because normally you pray when you don't feel that good. Therefore, in that prayer, you could be defensive, you could be objective, and all of that. This is what Daghoughi did. Yes?
When I looked behind to see what those noble ones were saying, I did not see one of them in their place. They had all gone from their place.
Did it change? Something changed here. Suddenly, Daghoughi is talking to us. Rumi was talking about Daghoughi and the others doing this, doing that. Suddenly Daghoughi will jump in and will say, when I looked around to find them, to see what they are talking about, none of them were there. Yes.
Neither on the left, nor on the right, nor above, nor below, my keen eye was unable to find the company. You might say that they were pearls, that they were pearls which had become water. There was neither footprint nor any dust in the desert.
Okay, that was some explanation. But what does that mean, that the pearls became water? Does it make sense? How about the pearls melting in the water? That's what Abgashtan means. In Persian, you could see it this way or other way. When you say something became water, you're talking about something becoming water or something melting down. Here is melting down. Means suddenly they melted down, like the pearl that will melt in the ocean. Suddenly it's not there. Yes?
At that moment, they all entered into the tents of God. Into what garden had the troop gone? I remain in amazement as to how God caused this company to be concealed from my eye. And such wise did they vanish from his eye